Evaluating players for short-term competition as opposed for, you know, a national hockey, they're a club team. What did you find the difference to be?
That's a really good question. You know, I guess the obvious difference is you don't have to look at your team over an 82-game schedule. You don't necessarily need to think of wearing down other teams. So that might go into a little bit more of, you know, maybe you can have smaller guys, quicker guys. But I think, you know, ultimately at the end of the day, the similarities are probably more obvious. You know, you want a team of character. You want guys that in 2 weeks can come up big in limited games. And, you know, an Olympic event can sure change with a couple players who get hot at the right time.
Yeah.
So you're looking for those guys who've had histories of big goals, big games, but more than anything, just they're going to give you what they have for 2 weeks, and you're hoping it all gels at the right time.
So how much did you value kind of the personal contact and the conversations after a game?
Well, a lot of the personal contact for us came from just using guys in different events and getting to know them as players. But, you know, we got real quality guys. I mean, and I think that's in general for hockey players at every level. But, you know, the beauty of the process was I think we really did see a lot of team building already go on because of the amount of times we did see guys and they came together with our coaching staff. So it really was valuable, but ultimately at the end of the day, you know, you're still trying to win hockey games. And there's some really good guys who didn't make the team, great character guys. But we felt this was the 25 guys that gave us the best chance.
Sean, can you just talk about the kind of the, I guess, for the lack of a better term, the impression, the rush to impress. I mean, these guys knew you were there. They knew you were watching. The story about Rennie Bork and, you know, Thursday night in Sweden and he's performing.
Yeah.
How much did that come into this?
A lot.
You want to be there.
A
right?
lot. I mean, you know, again, we did kind of form the thought that we wanted our team, first and foremost, to be really hard to play against. You know, the Russians are talented. The Swedes, Finns are talented. We have talent, but what's going to separate us? So obviously, we always look at what we call the Canadian way, the character of our players. And, you know, and so we knew how badly a lot of these guys wanted to make the team. And you know, the impress was easy because there wasn't any player that came to any of our events that didn't give us what he had. Not everybody played well all the time, but we couldn't walk away at all saying that we didn't get an effort from guys. And that's easier to evaluate when you know you got that.
The other part of this, and I guess it goes back to the first question, because it's a competition and not club play, your coach plays a larger role in scouting too, didn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, really, you know, at the end of the day, you need to give your coaches the type of team they feel they can win with, and they need to let you know what that is. So, I mean, Willie, Dave King, Craig Woodcroft, Scotty, you know, they were in on every evaluation. They had to coach that way. They had to coach games where they want to win the game, but they know they've got to play guys in certain situations to really test them. So I think we did that side by side the whole way, and I think Willie would tell you that this is a team that he feels he can be successful with.
So, Sean, what's next for this group? When do you finally come together, and how will that look?
Well, most of our group, and again, I say most because there's still some scheduling with some of the leagues, but we'll head to training camp in Riga on the 28th. So we're 17 days away. We'll have a good training camp. We'll have two exhibition games in Riga. We'll spend till the 7th or 8th there, I think it is. And then we'll head into South Korea. We'll play an exhibition game against the Swedes. So we'll be together before the first game on the 15th, over 2 weeks. And that's not a normal Olympic preparation. The NHL team guys come in and they basically play. So it's a really good process.
Technology being the way it is, are you able to share much video, any information ahead of time for these guys to get them up to speed?
Yeah, Willie does. Our coaching staff does that. They send guys clips. They send guys information. That's something that you know. Obviously, we had to get closer to this point where we knew who the team was going to be. But there are a number of players that we've known most likely we're going to make our team for a while now, and so the coaches have already reached out and started to do a lot of that with guys.
What about things like a depth chart? I mean, you got some pre-tournament games, but do you go in with an idea who your starting goalie is, who your top six D are, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think we do. but again, you know, this part of the process is over. The next part is the most important part.
Sure.
You know, now the team's pick, we now have to try and win hockey games. And so, you know, those things a lot of times play out themselves by the way guys play. And that's really, I think, where we are now is, you know, this is the first almost relief the guys have made the team, but the real work begins now. The real process begins now.
So last two for you. What's your workload the rest of the way? What does the GM do as you head into this tournament?
Well, a lot of it now is get out of the way. You know, let our coaching staff do what it is they need to do now to have our team ready. But, you know, having said that, I have had experience in Olympic Games. So Scott Salmon and I have co-managed this team from day one. So we'll spend a lot of time making sure the details are in place, take away all the other concerns our staff might have, our coaching staff, and just really now be around to watch the process unfold.
Does it remind you, does this team remind you a little bit about what you went through as an Olympian?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, and both teams, 88 and 92. You know, the excitement of guys making this team, you know, can't be overstated. It's an incredible honor for these players, as it was for me and all my teammates. But there is that sort of, it's back to sort of us against the other countries, you know, and you're no longer, there's an unknown because we don't know the other teams. It's not like it is all NHL players. There is an unknown. But there's also a little bit of that underdog. But on the other hand, there's the expectation because you're for Canada, and you're expected to be good. So it's a really good, exciting process now.